Lindsay Dentlinger of the Eyewitness News team is in Parliament. And Lindsay, you were at the cabinet, post-cabinet briefing earlier today. Did they say anything of any weight about Zimbabwe and report back on anything the envoys might have reported back to them?
Good afternoon, John. No, Minister Mamoloko Kubayi-Ngubane kept it very simple, as government tends to do when it comes to the issue of Zimbabwe, saying only that cabinet had noted the intervention by President Jacob Zuma in his capacity as the chair of SADC, and only on question from the media confirming that those two envoys that the president had sent there yesterday had arrived in Zimbabwe and was ostensibly had begun engagements, and saying that they were instructed to brief the Angolan president as the chairperson on SADC chairperson on politics and defense and security, and that any other updates would be made directly by the presidency. So that's the extent to which cabinet has responded to the Zimbabwe issue.
Cyril Ramaphosa is due to answer questions in Parliament. I believe that has only just started, so perhaps there hasn't been any development and momentum yet.
No, quite the contrary. It's just wrapped up.
He's wrapped up for
just about 2 hours. And strangely enough, he wasn't asked any questions about Zimbabwe. I do understand that President Jacob Zuma, who was in the NCOP, has been asked questions on that situation. But certainly none came up for Cyril Ramaphosa this afternoon on that matter.
Were there any questions that the answers to which would be of interest to our audience?
Well, a lot of this afternoon's responses and questions, you know, relate to, as you know, the Deputy President answers questions now every 2 weeks in the National Assembly, and pretty much the same issues, that of state capture, when a commission of inquiry would begin, what the status was with regard to considering the Hague Commission report, and a question thrown in there as part of supplementary questions and not on the formal paper was whether the Deputy President supported attempts by the State Security Agency to prohibit the further publication of Jock Poe's book, The President's Keepers. Cyril Ramaphosa is just saying that he is currently reading the book, that there were allegations which would draw somebody's attention to, but he hadn't yet reached the point, which he joked that the opposition clearly had, where he could form an opinion about whether that was a credible move by the State Security Agency, but also expressing the view that he was very much in favor of free speech, and that the media should not be muzzled in any way.
Particularly when they're digging up dirt on somebody that he wants to see out of power. Thank you very much to Eyewitness News reporter Lindsay Dentlinger.